Save big money on all of your outdoor projects at Menards. Create stunning patios and walkways with our huge in-stock selection of durable concrete blocks, ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big money on our 16-inch brick face, cobblestone, or lake stone patio blocks on sale now. Plus, check out our flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The house didn't have a story. That was something Sarah had always been clear about, mostly because people liked to ask. It wasn't old in any meaningful way, and it hadn't been built on anything anyone in the family had ever heard about. It sat in a newer part of town where most of the houses looked the same, where the streets curved in the same predictable ways and the yards were all measured out evenly. If anything, it felt like the kind of place where nothing strange was supposed to happen. That was part of why it took a while to take anything seriously. Her mom worked nights at the hospital, which meant the house had long stretches where it felt quieter than most. It wasn't unusual for Sarah to be home alone, or for her and her younger brother to be the only ones there in the evenings. That had never really bothered her. The house didn't feel empty in a way that made her uneasy. It just felt like a house. The first things that happened were easy to ignore. Doors didn't always stay where they were left, but that wasn't unusual in a newer build where everything was still settling. Sometimes something upstairs would sound like it shifted slightly. The kind of noise you hear and then forget about because there's no reason to question it. None of it stood out enough to mean anything on its own. It wasn't until she and her brother noticed something at the same time that it started to feel different. They had been sitting in the living room one afternoon, not late, not dark, just a normal day, with the TV on and nothing else going on. The kind of moment that doesn't leave room for imagination because there's too much happening around it. The sound came from upstairs. Heavy, slow footsteps, not quick movement. Not something small dropping, but something that moved with weight, one step at a time, crossing the room above them in a straight line. It didn't rush. It didn't hesitate. It just moved from one side to the other and then stopped. They both heard it. That was what made it hard to dismiss. If it had only been her, she would have found a way to explain it. Someone outside, something settling, anything that would have made more sense than what it sounded like. But her brother looked at her before she said anything, and she could tell from his face that he had heard the same thing. They didn't go upstairs to check. There wasn't a real conversation about it either. They just sat there for a minute, listening for something else, and when nothing followed, they turned the volume on the TV up a little and moved on. After that, it was harder to ignore the smaller things. Not because they became more frequent right away, but because there was something to connect them to now. A door slightly open that should have been closed. A sound in another room that didn't match anything happening at the time. None of it was enough to stand on its own, but it didn't feel completely separate anymore. Still, nothing actually happened. That was the part that made it easy to live with. There was no moment where anything forced her to react. No point where she felt like she had to tell someone or do something about it. It just existed in the background. Noticeable if she paid attention to it, but not strong enough to demand it. That changed one night when she was alone. Her mom was working, her brother had gone to sleep earlier than usual, and the house had settled into that quiet state it always did. After a certain point, it wasn't late enough to feel strange on its own, but it was late enough that everything felt a little more still than it had during the day. She was in her mom's room sitting on the bed and watching TV, something she had done plenty of times before without thinking about it. The room felt normal when she first went in. There was nothing about it that stood out. That was what made the shift so noticeable. It didn't happen gradually. One minute she was focused on what she was watching, and the next she became aware of how the room felt around her in a way she hadn't been a second before. It was like the air had changed, not physically, but in a way that made it harder to relax. She tried to ignore it at first. It's easy to convince yourself that you're reacting to something unrelated. Being tired, watching something late at night, letting your attention drift too far into something that isn't real. All of that made more sense than anything else, but the feeling didn't fade. And if anything, it became more focused. It didn't feel like the whole room anymore. It felt like it was coming from a specific place. The bathroom. The door was open, and from where she was sitting, she could see into it just enough to know that nothing was there. The light was off. The space looked exactly the way it always did. That didn't help. The feeling wasn't about what she could see. It was about where it felt like something was. She kept looking at it longer than she meant to, trying to force her brain to settle on something normal. The longer she stared, the more it felt like there was something just inside that space, not moving, not making a sound, but present in a way that didn't match the emptiness of the room. She shifted her attention back to the TV, trying to break it. That worked for a few seconds. Then the feeling changed. It wasn't in the bathroom anymore. It was closer. She didn't see anything move. That was what made it worse. There was no transition, no moment where something crossed the room or came into view. It was just there, closer than it had been before, as if the distance between her and whatever she had been feeling had closed without anything happening in between. She became aware of it near the side of the bed, close enough that it felt like it was standing just outside her line of sight. Her first instinct was to turn and look. She didn't. Instead, she stayed where she was, staring straight ahead, trying to convince herself that if she didn't move, the feeling would pass the way it had earlier, that it would shift back to the bathroom or disappear entirely, or prove itself to be nothing more than something she had imagined. It didn't. The longer she stayed still, the more aware she became of how close it felt. It wasn't touching her, but it felt like it could. She could hear her own breathing, louder than it should have been, and there was a strange sense that the sound didn't just fade into the room the way it normally would. It felt like it was meeting something, like the space beside her wasn't empty in the way it should have been. That was when she moved. Not quickly. Not all at once, but enough to shift her body away from where it felt like that presence was standing. As she did, her eyes caught the hallway beyond the room, the darker space at the far end where the light didn't reach as well. Something moved there. It wasn't clear. It wasn't a full shape or anything she could describe afterward in a way that made sense. It was just a brief movement. Something pale passing across that space faster than it should have, from one side of the hall to the other. And then it was gone. That was enough. She got off the bed immediately and left the room, not stopping until she reached the stairs. She woke her brother up, even though she didn't have a clear way to explain what had just happened, and neither of them went back upstairs for the rest of the night. Nothing else happened after that. The house stayed quiet. That should have made it easier to move on from it. It didn't, because that wasn't something she could connect to anything else that had happened before. After that night, things didn't stop. That was what made it harder to put behind her. If nothing else had happened, she probably would have convinced herself it had been a one-time thing, something tied to being tired or letting her nerves get the better of her. But once you have a moment like that, it changes how you notice everything that comes after. The house didn't feel the same when she was alone anymore. It wasn't constant, and it wasn't strong enough to keep her from going into certain rooms, but it was there often enough that she couldn't ignore it completely. She became more aware of where she was in the house, more aware of the spaces around her, especially at night when everything else was quiet. Her brother started avoiding being there alone, too. He didn't talk about it much, but it showed up in small ways. He stayed downstairs later than he used to, fell asleep on the couch more often, and if he went upstairs, he didn't linger. It wasn't something either of them made into a conversation, but it didn't need to be. They both knew something about the house felt different than it had before. The sounds didn't become louder or more dramatic, and if anything, they stayed just subtle enough to be questioned every time. A shift upstairs when no one was there. A noise in another room that didn't match anything happening in the moment. It never repeated in a way that made it easy to pin down, but it was consistent. That was the problem. The next time something happened, it wasn't as intense as the first night, but it was enough to remind her that it hadn't been nothing. She was in the same room again. That alone made her uneasy, but she didn't want to avoid it completely. Sitting there felt normal enough at first, the TV on, the lights on, everything the way it had been before. For a while, she almost convinced herself that whatever had happened that night wasn't going to happen again. Then the feeling came back, not all at once. It started the same way it had before, as a shift she noticed without meaning to. The room felt heavier, not in a physical sense, but in a way that made it harder to relax. It was the same kind of awareness she had felt that night, like something in the space had changed without anything visible causing it. She didn't look toward the bathroom right away. She already knew what it would feel like if she did. That realization came before she actually turned her head, which made it worse. The feeling wasn't tied to what she could see. It was tied to where she knew something was. When she finally did look, the space was empty. The door was open, the room was dark, and there was nothing in it. That didn't change the feeling. She kept her eyes there longer this time, almost forcing herself to hold the moment instead of pulling away from it. The longer she looked, the more certain she became that whatever she was feeling wasn't coming from the room itself, and it was coming from somewhere just beyond it. That was when it shifted again. Not visibly. She didn't see anything move, didn't hear anything cross the room, but the feeling changed location the same way it had before. It closed the distance without anything happening in between. This time, she turned immediately. There was nothing beside the bed. That should have been enough to break it. It wasn't. The absence didn't help because the feeling hadn't gone with it. It was still there, still close, just not in a way she could match to something she could see. She stood up faster than she meant to and stepped away from the bed. The movement helped, but only slightly. It created distance, but it didn't make the awareness disappear. She didn't stay in the room long after that. From that point on, being alone in the house felt different in a way she couldn't ignore anymore. It wasn't just the possibility that something might happen. It was the sense that something was already there, whether she noticed it or not. A few weeks later, she left for school. The distance helped. Not because it changed what had happened, but because it removed her from it. Being somewhere else made it easier to settle back into something that felt normal again. For a while, she stopped thinking about it as much, until her mom called. The conversation started normally. Nothing in her mom's voice suggested anything unusual at first. It was the kind of call they had all the time, catching up on small things, nothing that stood out. Then her mom mentioned her brother. She said he didn't like being in the house alone anymore. That wasn't surprising, but the way she said it made it sound like it had gotten worse. He wasn't just uncomfortable. He was avoiding it when he could, finding reasons not to be there by himself, staying with friends when he had the chance. It wasn't something he was explaining clearly, but it was obvious enough that her mom had started to notice. That was when she said she had someone come by. Not someone they knew personally. Someone from work. A couple of people who said they had experience with that kind of thing. She almost laughed when she heard it. Not because she didn't believe anything had happened, but because of how it sounded. People bringing equipment into a house, trying to measure or explain something that didn't operate in a way that made sense to begin with. It felt like something out of the shows she had watched, not something that would actually help. Then her mom told her what they said. They didn't describe one thing. They described several, multiple presences, each one with its own explanation, its own reason for being there. They talked about them in a way that made them sound structured, almost organized, as if the house had been mapped out in a way that could be understood if you had the right tools. Most of them, her mom said, weren't anything to worry about. That was how it was explained. They were there, but they weren't a problem. They were keeping something else away. That was the part that didn't sit right. Because that wasn't what it had felt like when she didn't say that right away. She let her mom keep talking, listen to the details, the way it was all laid out as if it answered something. But the more she listened, the more it felt wrong. Not because she didn't believe something had been in the house, but because what they were describing didn't match what she had experienced at all. The more her mom explained what those people had found, the less it sounded like it had anything to do with what she had experienced. They described the house as if it were already divided into parts, as if each presence had a place and a purpose that could be identified and explained if you looked at it the right way. There was a logic to it, at least in how it was presented, and it seemed to give her mom some sense of reassurance that whatever had been happening wasn't something to worry about. But that wasn't how it had felt. What she had experienced hadn't stayed in one place, and it hadn't felt structured or controlled. It hadn't felt like something that could be categorized or understood in that way. It had felt unpredictable. And more than that, it had felt aware in a way that didn't match anything her mom was describing. She tried to explain that, but it didn't really go anywhere. There isn't a clean way to describe something like that, especially to someone who wasn't there for it. Saying that it felt close or that it seemed to move without being seen doesn't land the same way as a list of details someone else has already decided make sense. Her mom listened, but she kept coming back to what the investigators had said, repeating it in a way that suggested it should be enough to settle things. It didn't. If anything, it made it worse. Before that conversation, what had happened in the house had been unsettling, but it had also been contained. It was something she had experienced, something she could question, something that didn't have a clear explanation but didn't need one either. It existed in that uncertain space where it could be left alone if she chose to leave it there. Afterward, it didn't feel contained anymore. The explanation her mom had been given didn't just fail to match what she remembered, it contradicted it in a way that made it harder to ignore. If what they were saying was true, then what she had felt shouldn't have happened the way it did. It shouldn't have moved the way it had. And it shouldn't have felt the way it did standing right beside her. But it had. That was the part she couldn't get past. She went back home a few weeks later, not because she wanted to test anything, but because she didn't want to avoid it either. The house looked exactly the same as it always had. Nothing about it had changed in a way that anyone else would have noticed. The same rooms, the same layout, the same quiet in the evenings when everything settled down. For a while, it felt almost normal. During the day, it was easy to move through the house without thinking about any of it. Being there didn't immediately bring anything back, and that made it easier to believe that maybe distance had changed how she remembered it. That didn't last. It never does in places like that. The difference came back in the same way it had before, not as something sudden or dramatic, but as a shift she noticed without trying to notice it. The house didn't feel empty when it was quiet. It felt like something in it remained active even when nothing was happening. She didn't go into her mom's room that first night. There wasn't a reason to, and she didn't push herself to do it just to prove anything. But at some point, standing in the hallway outside it, she realized she was listening in the same way she had been that night, not for a specific sound, but for the possibility of one. Nothing came. The silence stayed exactly as it was. Even so, the awareness didn't leave. It wasn't tied to that room anymore, at least not completely. It was more general than that, spread through the house in a way that didn't follow a pattern she could understand. There were moments when everything felt normal enough to ignore it, and then there were moments when it felt just slightly off again, as if something had shifted in the space around her without anything visible causing it. She didn't tell her mom that there wasn't a point. The explanation had already been given, and it wasn't going to change. To her mom, whatever had been in the house had already been identified and understood well enough that it didn't need to be questioned further. It had been organized into something manageable, something that didn't require fear or even much attention anymore. But that wasn't what she had taken from it. For her, the explanation didn't close anything. It just made it clear that whatever had happened wasn't something those people had actually understood. She still thinks about that sometimes, not in a way that keeps her up at night, but in the kind of quiet moments where something comes back without being invited. The memory of that night hasn't faded, in the way most things do, It hasn't softened or become easier to explain over time, and if anything, it has stayed exactly the same. What unsettles her now isn't just what she felt in that room or what she saw in the hallway. It's the difference between that experience and the way it was later described, the gap between what it was and what someone else decided it meant. Because if they were wrong about it, and she's convinced they were, then whatever was in that house was never really identified at all. It was just given a name that made it easier for someone else to accept. And that doesn't make it feel better, and it just means that whatever was there is still something she can't explain.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.